What is up, everyone? Welcome to another episode of the Everyday Parent Podcast. My name is Alec, and with me, as always, is Shane and Kelly. How are you guys doing?
Doing so well, thank you.
I'm doing phenomenal, but I just had a thought. What if one of us are not here for an episode, and you say, I want to welcome, as always...
I would just say, as Kelly, because... Yeah. Look ahead. Shane's going to miss a couple episodes.
As always, Kelly, and then our guest speaker?
No, I'll just say, as always, Kelly, have a guest speaker.
Like Kelly and Regis, do you remember that? And then it was like Kelly. And then it was like
all right.
Kelly,
and it was Kelly and Mark.
All right, I was just concerned there.
That felt like a weird intro question.
It was an intro question.
What if one of us isn't here? I don't know, Shane. Like we disappeared?
I apologize.
Well, you know, Shane's doing his whole like... I know
what it is. It's because he just had to drop off his daughter at college, and now he's looking at that empty seat at the dinner table going, what do I do now that she's not here?
That's true.
I'm sorry, it was too soon.
It was too soon.
I have a goal to make Shane cry in this episode, just in case you're listening.
But before
and I'm
we
usually
get there,
not that mean.
I want to continue a conversation that we were having before this.
Oh, great.
What's it about?
Great. About first
hot takes?
Looks.
Oh.
Because Shane
looks.
Got all kind of fired up. So I was at a wedding last night. We were talking about it, and I said something about the couple not doing a first look, and Shane was like, oh, first look, that's stupid. Did you do a first look?
I did not. I never said it was
that
stupid.
Impersonation also. Please address that.
Okay, sorry. Shane said, oh, I'm so tired. I'm done with this.
All right, so here's the deal. Alec thinks...
That you're a boomer.
Golly. So here's the deal. Here's my thoughts. I think it's awesome to see your wife for the first time coming down the aisle in her beautiful dress and it letting it be real. Now, when you do the first look, you have to think through, oh gosh, is my reaction going to be something camera worthy because I've already seen her beforehand? And then it's all set up. I quit setting things up. Enjoy life. All right, enjoy life. Put your phones down, put your cameras down.
And get off my lawn.
Get off my lawn, exactly.
Yes, I just disagree. And that's okay, because the realness is when you do the first look before, it also just helps logistically with pictures and everything. And so, you know, but it's okay. There is not a right or wrong, but Shane very much felt like there was a wrong there. So, you know, I just wanted to bring that up. And also, Kelly's a messy eater.
Wow.
What?
See?
That has Kelly? Nothing to do with a first look, okay? It wasn't the first meal.
It was all fun and games when he was picking on me.
If we want to talk about it, I had an idea for an episode about, are there things that your parents say to you as a kid that then stay with you forever into adulthood? So if you want to learn more about that, maybe we can do a future episode.
But one thing I didn't tell you, Kelly, is I'm honestly right there with you. When we get done eating... I'll look under the table and where I'm sitting is awful. Like it's just a mess.
Oh.
And where Lyndon is sitting, I'm just like, oh, how is it possible for it to be that clean? So,
I thought you were saying right there with you, Kelly, you are a messy eater. I'm confirming it. I was like, okay, great. Let me just get all the shade today. See how it is.
No. So anyways, speaking of weddings and first looks, Shane's probably the closest parent to that.
Oh my gosh, we just dropped her off at college. Now we're planning a wedding. Emotions.
That's how... No,
actually, most people probably meet their spouse in college. It's going to happen.
She's at a small private school.
In 4 years.
Small private Christian school.
Do they push marriage?
Ring
probably.
By spring.
Uh-oh. Tell her to get her degree first.
Oh, goodness.
Listen.
So, yeah, Shane.
Shane looks very uncomfortable.
Oh, let's get into this. Let's get into our talk tonight. Today.
Today, yeah.
Tonight?
Yes.
So Shane, you obviously just dropped your oldest, child off to college. And by the time people are listening to this, they will have also dropped their child off to mm-hmm. college. So, what are you feeling? What did Kristen feel on the way back? And what are y'all doing with those emotions?
So let me preface the story by this. I need you to understand the house that I grew up in. All right, so for my senior year, we had a baccalaureate ceremony, and at that baccalaureate ceremony, they called all the seniors up on stage with their parents, And one of my friends sang this song called Watercolor Ponies by Wayne Watson. And the whole
I need to hear this song. Oh, Watercolor Ponies.
The whole point of the song is to make you cry. Like, it is designed to make families cry and parents cry. So I look around, and I'm the oldest of four. I look around, and all these parents are huddled up with their kids, and they're praying over them, and they're crying. And my, you know, we're huddled up.
Yes.
Shout out to Wayne Watson.
Such an intro.
It is. It is. So I'm just telling you, it's the song is designed to make you cry. All right, that's why Wayne wrote it. Well, everybody around us is crying and just hugging each other. And my mom leans in and goes, one down, three to go. and people are like, I can't believe your mom said that. No, here's what it was. My mom and dad raised us up to send us out. Like, they raised us up to go, hey, now it's time to move on. You've been in our home for 18 years. We raised you to send you out to go make a life. And so that was the house I was raised in. If you cried during Watercolor Ponies, I'm not judging you. I'm just saying I'm just saying I was literally, like, it was just this touching moment with everybody around me. And my mom goes, one down, three to go. And she was just saying, all right, we're sending you out. Mm-hmm. So that is very much the mentality that I have had this year of, like, people are, you know, checking on me. Hey, Shane, are you okay? How's it going? Da, 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 da. And it really has been, like, even for my daughter's last basketball game in high school, like, there were a lot of people who were emotional and upset. And I went, well, I get to see her play in college. You know, she's going on to play in college. And so I get to see her play. So I'm not necessarily an emotional person. B, being raised in a home like that was kind of what I went into this last week with. Now, saying that, there was a whole just roll of emotions that just I went through this last week of getting her ready, of seeing her all her stuff packed up and all these different things that we kind of did to prepare. And even like random moments there, I'd be in the car and driving, just listening to my music, and a song would pop up and I'd go, oh, that's Carson's, you know, it's one of Carson's songs. And it just, I was like, oh, that's kind of sad. It's because she's about to move out. She's about to head on and go out into another place. And so that's where I was at emotionally going into this week. Now, a couple things that I did along the way is I would ask a lot of dads, hey, what was it like taking your first kid, especially if it was a girl, off to college? Mm-hmm. And most dads I talked to were, well, I was good until I pulled away. I was good until, you know, leaving the dorm and all that stuff. And so I was kind of preparing myself for that. I was getting ready. Another thing I did that I would highly recommend is there's a book called Chasing Elephants by Brent Crow, and it is about biblical decision making, especially on issues that are not clearly spoken of in the Bible. Great resource, but Carson and I read that book together. So we would go through and we would talk about it, and we would talk about what stuck out to us and different things. But it's awesome because in the book it gives you this grid. I think it's like a 16-question grid to go, you know, the first question is it clearly spoken of in the Bible? Mm-hmm. If it is, then you already have your answer. If it's not, then there are these other 15 questions to go, this is what it looks like to make Christian worldview decisions. So I love that. Another thing we did was each person in the family got to take Carson to either dinner or lunch at one of her favorite restaurants this last week.
That's cool.
So, you know, Cutter and crew each took her to a different restaurant and just sat down and spent time with her and all that stuff. And so all of a sudden we're getting ready to go. It's Friday night. There's all kinds of last second things to be done. And I will tell you this, make sure you get her packed or him packed the night before you have, like the night before you have to leave.
So like 2 days before.
Yes, 2 days before, because friends started coming by and visiting, you know, and so we're like, all right, we got to get this done. And then there'd be a knock at the door, which is awesome. You want her friends to come by. You want family to come by. You want people to hug on them and all that stuff. But all of a sudden it's 1:30 and I'm going, oh, we're leaving here at 6 a.m. And so that was a little hectic, but we got the cars loaded, headed out, and got there, got her moved in. One of the great things about a lot of colleges is they will have either student government or certain athletes that are already on campus come and help move in. That was one of the greatest things ever, because she lives on the third floor, no elevator, and they all of a sudden they came to our car and took everything out. I was like, I love you guys. I was hugging people I'd never met before.
That's big. Shane is not a hugger.
It was big, but I was so happy. And then the whole room set up. We got to meet the parents of her roommate and then her suite mates. But
so it's a room that has two beds in it.
Yes. So a room with two beds and then a bathroom in between. And then the other side has two beds. And so we got to meet families and all that good stuff. But then all of a sudden, as you start finishing up the room, you start to realize, hey, this, we're about done and we're about to leave. And so now the thing we did that was, I would highly recommend, Ben Trueblood talked about this at a parent conference that we hosted a few years back. But he said, you know, parents, you spend so much time walking your child through, hey, here's where the Walmart is, here's where the bank is, here's where all the things they are of the new place you're living, but we never spend time helping them find a church. And so Carson and I went up for a preview weekend and we stayed an extra day and went and visited a church. And then it was kind of neat. We had planned it on this end. There was another church we wanted to check out. And so we planned on staying another day. Got up the next morning, went to church, and she loved this church. It was Owensboro Christian Church in Owensboro, Kentucky. But that was awesome. That was great. But then all of a sudden it came time for goodbyes. And so we took her back to the dorm because they had more orientation stuff later that day. And the boys hugged her goodbye, and then they started making me mad. It drove me crazy. I was like, get in the car. And then I went up and I hugged her. And I didn't boohoo cry, but I teared up. And it was...
So you boohoo cried?
No, I didn't. I didn't.
A single tear came down his cheek.
But I teared up, and I just hugged her, and I held her for a few minutes. And then I just softly said, remember who you are and whose you are. And then I let her go, and she went over to her mama and hugged her mama. And then I kind of pulled myself away, because I was like, all right, if we don't let her go, this will last for a very long time. And so her mom hugged her a little bit and talked to her for a little bit. And then she went to the dorm door, and as we were pulling away, she was standing at the door, and she always holds up her fingers with the sign, I love you. And as we were pulling away, that was the last image I saw.
That's sweet.
And so we're driving, and it was quiet. And I'll be honest with you, and maybe this I need to work on my emotions a little bit more. Because I think instead of crying, I got mad. And then anything my boys did for like the next 20 minutes, I was like, stop playing. Everybody be quiet. Phone's
down.
That's
very insightful of you. Maybe that is how you're dealing with it.
And maybe I need to work on that. I'm sure I need to work on that.
You were just mad because you were mad. You were sad.
And it could have been that.
And you didn't want to feel the sadness.
You're not familiar with the emotion of sadness just yet, Shane. So how you process it is through anger.
So,
but the proper way is tears.
Ready? Let's practice. I feel sad.
So like I said, it was just very quiet for a while. And when the boys would just do something or start fighting, I would just get angry. And then I calmed down, and then we got home, And then once again, that reality kicked in. I opened the door. I was the first one in the door. And all of a sudden, everything was, it was all gone. All her stuff that was mm-hmm. in the living room and in the where we, it was just. I walked in and for the first time realized, all right, she's gone. Like, now.
This is real.
And so it was a little emotional roller coaster, but it was. I think it was good, and I do. I think Kristen and I have done our best to raise them up, to send them out. And I think at the beginning of the summer, there were a lot of questions. Is she ready? Is she ready to go? Is she ready to be out on her own? And God let us see just some neat things along the way mm-hmm. of this summer where we went, okay, she's ready to go. It doesn't mean she's going to make all the right decisions. It doesn't mean that we're still not going to worry. But it does mean I can go, all right, Lord, I believe we did everything we could mm-hmm. to help her get to her next place. So, no, I got through that with no tears. I got
soulless.
No, it's not soulless.
No emotions.
No, it was a great experience, and it was a great time just seeing my daughter go into the next stage of her life, excited and ready for something new, and just to see what God does with her.
Yeah. So you got through that process, but I mean, going to college is, you know, from the parent perspective, there's a whole line of things and steps that have to be done. As parents are listening, that may not hope, they are not there yet. And if they have, hopefully they resonated with your story. But what do you wish you had known? And what would you have done sooner? Or different things like that in the process of going to college. And I'm talking like very nuts and bolts things that people don't give enough heads up about.
I don't know that this is necessarily nuts and bolts, but I think helping your child understand who they are in Christ is key, and helping them work on and learn how to make Christian worldview decisions, I think are big, because she's going to face all those things. Her identity is going to be questioned, her decision making, all those things are going to be thrown at her in the next 4 years, and that was the thing I think I wished I would have started earlier. I wished I would have started, hey, let's think through how this decision came about, or let's think about what the Bible says exactly who you are. You know, reading through Romans 8 with her and going, here's what God's word says you are. The world's going to tell you you're this. The world's going to tell you you have to fall into this. But let's see what God's word says about you. Social media will tell you this. And I don't necessarily know that that's what you're asking for, Alec, as far as the nuts and bolts. I mean, I think there's things, saving money is huge. As far as we were fortunate enough. Carson got a full ride with academics and basketball. That was helpful, but there's still a lot of expenses that go into taking your child to another state or another place. So financially, there's a lot of burdens there. But I really think for you to have a peace about sending your child off, focusing and praying over who they are in Christ, and focusing and praying on decision making with a biblical worldview, I think are priceless.
So what about FAFSA?
I hate FAFSA. golly,
a hard left turn.
Trying to go, because Shane, you talked about it throughout the year.
I'm sorry. It is like
apply early.
It is a horrible, horrible creation, and I appreciate it. And like, we didn't need it because she got a scholarship, but it is like, it's just one of those things where here's how frustrating it was. You spend all this time filling it out. Like, the parent has to fill out part of it and the student has to fill out part of it, but then nobody can give you answers. And so you think you're done, but then you get a notice, hey, you're not done. But so then you call, hey, I need to know this. I can't look at it. I can't help you. And so, oh my goodness, there was so much frustration. And then they've changed things with it, I guess, this year. And so the people at the college who are experts at FAFSA, they're like, we can't help you either. And so I was like,
you're on your own.
This is why pastors cuss. Because literally, it's, I was like,
is that permission?
It is not permission. But I could see, I mean, it was the most absurd thing. Like, there was at one point in time, I remember I finished my part and it said on the screen, congratulations, you're done. I took a picture of it. Carson did the same thing. She finished, congratulations, you're done. Took a picture of it. The next day, hey, you didn't do your FAFSA correct. And I went, I just got a I will show you the picture. I'm bringing the picture to your office right now. So, yes, FAFSA is frustrating, but parents start early. Like really, but oh, here's the other side. Don't start too early because, which is what I did, it goes by the year. Mm-hmm. And so I filled out one two Christmases ago.
Too soon.
Well, then we get through the next year and they're like, you have to fill out FAFSA. I go, no, I just did that.
No, it's they go, on no, your tax return.
It didn't count. Thing. It didn't count for this one. And I just went, I need to go pray. I need to go pray right now. So, yes, FAFSA is a huge thing.
There are so many different parts, though, to moving your kid into college or whatever they have, like, post-high school. I actually love that we're going to host a post-grad fair coming up here at Long Hollow to even give families awareness about different options. So college is a really popular choice for a lot of students. Some may choose to go to, like, trade school. Others may choose to enter the workforce right away. Some students may contemplate taking like a gap year or doing missionary work. There's so many different programs and options out there. So I love your advice to just like start early. And a couple of things you said, Shane, that really stood out were looking at churches with your kid. Like, I think that's so smart and so wise and probably something that a lot of families overlook. Did you and Kristen have like a list or like anything leading up to college that you were like, hey, like we want to make sure that she can like do her own laundry, that like, I don't want to take anything for granted. I think I remember like being in college and seeing those students and I was like, yo, your parents did not prepare you for this. And then on the flip side, being like super grateful for like, I also think my dad was just like old school. So like we had to learn like really young how to like take care of ourselves in a sense and do things around the house. But did you guys have like a conversation at one point? Was it just kind of like fluid? You guys were just kind of already on the same page?
It was very fluid. I think a lot of it was just how we were brought up. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, you need to start doing your own laundry. You need to start doing this. I think the probably the place where we maybe failed her a little bit was finances. Mm-hmm. As far as, hey, let's set this up. Here's your money. Here's, you know, there's tithe, there's budgeting, there's all these different aspects of it. And I think maybe that's probably the weakest part that we had of helping her to think, you know, like even the other day, she just, you know, hey, I need this. I was like, well, you have money. You've got to be able to pay for this and work. And so I think we started a little bit too late on that. Mm-hmm. And so I would recommend that just starting with their own bank accounts, teaching them how to tithe, teaching them why tithing is important, teaching them savings, teaching them, you know, all those different things, you know, to live off a certain percentage, mm-hmm. and save a certain percent, tithe a certain percent, you know, and go from there.
There's so many life skills as you transition into adulthood.
There are. And just even, I'll be honest, and I don't know that Carson will listen to this, but Carson hates confrontation. There's certain things that I just assumed that she knew how to do. But as we were leaving, something was going on with her car. And I said, hey, you need to go take it to do this. And she goes, I've never done that. I go, what? I go, how have you never done this?
No, this is a real thing, especially for a girl going to college. Because I was like 12 hours from my dad. And I remember, I think my dad had just like always taken my car to the mechanic for me. And I remember calling my dad and he was like, well, you need to go to a mechanic, Kelly. And I was like, well, which one? Like, where do I go? And I feel like it was genuinely like the grace of God, because I remember I pulled up to some like totally random mechanic shop in Lynchburg, Virginia, and the mechanic had just sent his daughter off to college. And I had like a 12, 14 hour drive back for like Thanksgiving break mm-hmm. to get home. And he was like, he got like oddly emotional. And I was like, great, my mechanic is like gonna kill me or something. And then at the end, he like fixes my car, makes it all good. And he's like, you know, you remind me a lot of my daughter. She's off at school right now. And I was like, oh, this is great. I was like, my dad wanted me to find somebody like you because I've got a long drive ahead. But those are like those life skills that, like, I walk in and I'm like, I feel like I'm going to get scammed immediately. You know, like.
It was in that moment where I went, oh, I've let my daughter down because I've taken care of it. Mm-hmm. And I've always taken care of it just.
Because you're her dad.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's like the dad
and
thing
so
to do.
You're like, I get to do this for her. But then it was that moment where I realized, oh, no, I did this so much that she doesn't know how to. And she doesn't know how. And so there were some things within the last 2 weeks where I'd go, no, you've got to go do this.
Calling to make appointments, refill prescriptions. Like, I'm thinking about the skills that I see amongst, like, our young people that they really are lacking in.
Yes.
They're like, can I text my doctor?
Yes.
I'm like, no, I think you have to call to make an appointment. Sorry about that. But, like, just the art of, like, conversation or, like, how to have a conversation with mm-hmm. somebody.
Yeah.
It can be really intimidating if you've never done that before.
Having been at the kind of forefront of that generation that didn't know how to make doctor visits, that's part of the, like, in college, my mom was, be like, you need to go to the dentist. I'm like, can you call and take care of it for me? And there was a moment she was like, you're a junior in college. And I was like, yeah, but you're my mom. And she was like, okay.
And I will always be around. There's a
niceness to them wanting you and needing you. But then also all of a sudden you have to go, wait a minute. They've got to be able to do this mm-hmm. on their own.
Yeah.
There were certain things like that probably in the last 2 weeks before she left, where we went.
It was like a panic moment, like we didn't teach
her
how to do this.
Like it was. Like when she looked at me and goes, I don't know how to do that. And I went, like, I think it was just an oil change.
Mm.
And I just went, what do you mean you don't know how to do that? You go in and you say, I like an oil change. And it was this whole conversation and this whole almost a panic moment for her of, what do I say? Oh my goodness. And so, but once again, I had to step back and go, I've done this for her.
Mm-hmm.
And part of that, you know, part of that's my fault is I've got to make sure she's prepared. And I'm sure we'll get calls along the way of, hey, how do I do this? Or what do I need to do here? And that's great. But my job isn't necessarily to do it for her, but to walk her through how to do it.
Shane, that is, I think, the key to many things in parenting,
yes.
right?
Yes.
And it takes longer that way. Like, I think about this all the time. This is a completely different example. But my kids love to help me cook, and they're so young. So them, quote, cooking, what are we doing here? It's chaos. But I always, the pride that they have, like, when we sit down to eat, and they're like, oh, I helped make that. I'm like, yeah, it took an hour longer and it was so much messier and it might not taste as good. But I think about that in the same vein of like when you're preparing your kids for their next season of life, like it takes that season in advance of like walking with them,
yes.
letting them make mistakes,
yes.
watching them fail, but then like being there to support them throughout that journey.
Very much so.
Way to go, Shane, you did it. You sent her off to college.
Which to give comfort to you, Shane, and all the other parents, I think my mom, she said her favorite phone calls when I was in college were when I would call her going to the grocery store because I wasn't sure what to get because I was like, I don't know what's cheapest. I don't know what's like best for my health goals. I don't know all these things. And she would walk me through it and we would talk for an hour while I'm just at the store trying to figure out what I needed to buy. So it's definitely not over.
Well, and I will tell you this, you know, like that was, you know, just going back to the point Kelly asked about a second ago, that was one of the things her mom really started to do is she was like, hey, you're about to be off to college and buying a $75 bottle of shampoo when you only have this much money isn't
going to
go
you.
Well. And so literally we would send her the store with just a certain amount of money and she would have to figure out, all right, I want this, but I need this.
Yes, budgeting.
And so that was really good just to give her that experience of walking into Walmart and going, all right, I'd like this brand, but this brand I can afford. Mm-hmm. And so that was really a good thing for her. Mm.
Well, Shane, thanks for sharing all that with us. Let the record show, Shane boohooed as he left Carson off at college. So if you want to join the conversation, you can text parent to 98173. That's P-A-R-E-N-T to 98173. And you can join the conversation. Tell us what you want us to talk about. If you found this helpful, please share it with other parents that are also grieving their children being at college. Or off doing whatever may be next. And if you're looking for all the resources, we've got a great resource page for you that Shane curated at longhollow.com/parent. You can find resources there. And so thank you guys so much for listening. Shane, thanks for pouring your heart out. Kelly, thanks for being here. And we will see you guys later. See you guys.
Bye.